Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
Good. So she brings you Kaya Biz. Monday, it's Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu's her name. And so the Competition Commission, we often speak about them. Sometimes we say they lack teeth. Other times they act in a way that makes us just sit up and go, okay, we're paying attention. Now they've called out the JSE for anti-competitive behavior. What behavior are we talking about?
This is a very technical subject, Cesar, because for many of us, when we buy stocks and shares on the JSE or any other stock exchange, there's a lot of intricacies that essentially take place in the background. There's a buy side, a sell side, there's a settlements process, and all of this speaks to some of the technicalities that the JSE has been highlighted to perhaps not be working accordingly with in terms of driving competition. Now, it does seem as though this is a particular case that has come through to the Competition Commission as early as 2023, when alternative stock exchanges, the likes of A2X in particular, which is just one of the stock exchanges in South Africa that competes with the JSE, raised some concerns around the settlements and what they describe as a BDA process. That's essentially broker dealing accounting system. And what they've highlighted essentially that there are some discrepancies and ways within which, when it comes to the settlements process and the BDA process, that the JSE has actually hindered competitive behavior. A very oversimplified version is essentially buying bread from two different windows of similar stores. And essentially, if you need a loaf of bread, you need a loaf of bread, regardless of the size, the quantum. And if you choose to buy it from both sides of the window, you should be able to process that particular payment or settlement process easily. And essentially, from a technical point of view, there's certain discrepancies that the JSE would put. Well, this particular settlement would take place in this particular manner. This fee would have to go to another person, or perhaps there's a different structures to the particular agreements. Why this is of concern to the Competition Commission is because it restricts stockbrokers, specifically asset management firms who are black-owned, individuals and companies who are still starting out to try to compete with other institutional investors, and the cost or actually price competitiveness to actually participate in settlement processes for particular shares does actually then become exorbitant for them, making the smaller stock exchanges less competitive. So it's a technical one. Last night, we did speak to both the Competition Commission. We spoke to a representative of A2X and also shared a statement that the JSE had shared with us. But ultimately, the process is still taking place. The JSE is engaging the Competition Commission and the tribunal and getting some feedback from industry players.
Yeah. Well, look, let's see if we can get through this next story, because your line keeps breaking. But essentially, the Botswanan government is looking to buy out De Beers or buy more shares in De Beers. Currently, they're in a partnership, and I think it's a 50-50 split, but now they're looking to be majority. I think it's a mistake personally, and I'll tell you why, but let's hear the story.
Essentially, this is a part of the exit strategy that Anglo has been participating in, essentially divesting from what they describe as non-strategic assets. And it has left the Botswana government in a bit of a limbo. Unfortunately for them, it also comes at a bad time where we essentially find that diamond prices have not been performing optimally, because diamond sales have just been muted, not only because the market conditions have been softer, but they're also competing with lab-made diamonds. So unfortunately, that's been a pressure point. So far, we know that the president of Botswana says that they want to increase their stake, but there's no clarity just yet as to how they'll fund the deal, what the structure of the deal looks like, and what kind of participation will proceed. But it's top of the agenda.
Yeah, he's silly to do that. Yeah. What they should do is take that money and, instead of funding somebody else's exit, go invest in something else, because diamonds don't have a future, especially if you haven't got De Beers. They are the ones that control the market. But hey, I'm not the president. Let them see for themselves. What are the markets saying?
Well, the markets will open up from just over 110,841 points today. We had 1717 to the US dollar, 2261 to the British pound, and 1985 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.